It is the second of our quizzes. It is Phil Blundell, Dan Austin, Carl Kopach and Kev Walsh all ready to duke it out to see who will make it through to the final, where they will come up against Mo Stewart and Tim Smith in order to have become the Anfield Rap quiz winner of the 2020 year, the year Liverpool won the title, and that will pertain to some of the questions later on. But before then, we'll go right the way through. The first round will be higher and lower. There'll be a little bit of describing things. There'll be a bit of working together on lists. And then there'll be the final round where 15 points are available, 10 points in all rounds before then, but 15 points are available in that final round. And hopefully it'll work right the way through. So who was the spawniest in terms of qualification? Kev Walsh.
I'd say tactically, how tactical I was.
Were you tactically astute?
Well, yeah. Also, shithoused it through would be another good description. I'd be perfectly willing to accept.
It was a strong display of shithousery.
He played the game the right way. That's how it was supposed to be played.
It's honestly, Phil's been, you've listened to all of them, Phil, haven't you, just
honestly,
to get angry with people?
Some of the game theory was atrocious. There was someone who had three lives. There was someone with two and someone with, they had two lives. Someone else had two lives and someone had three. And they nominated the person with three.
Yeah.
Which did Dave Seagard someone question himself?
Yeah, Dave Seagard took a question himself as well.
Absolutely.
When I was on one life.
Yeah, I was shouting at the foot. Honestly, I was driving. I was shouting at him, what the fuck are you doing?
Excellent stuff. I'm glad. I'm expecting a lot of shithousery here from the four of you. Dan Austin, are you feeling in a particularly gamesmanlike mood?